Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 21, 11 and 12. It says, "When a scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise. When a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked. He throws the wicked down to ruin." We're going to get our challenge for today from these two passages or to these two verses today. I want you to notice the difference between the two words, though, in verse 11. It says, "When a scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise. And when a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge." See, one is punished in order to learn. The other is instructed. You see, God doesn't go straight to punishment. If you know anything about who God is, He's a teacher. He's a discipler. He wants to lead. He wants to guide. He wants to instruct. But when we resist His instruction, sometimes He has to do something more severe, kind of like punishment, in order to get our attention and bring us back. Let me explain to you what I mean. In Psalm 32, listen to verses 8 and 9. God is speaking. He says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Don't be like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you." In other words, God says, "I want to lead you and guide you, instruct you, teach you, counsel you. Don't make me put a bit in your mouth to get your attention." You see, a scoffer, the one who rejects the instruction, the one who, you see, you can't scoff at something unless you've heard it in the first place. So when you scoff or reject God's leading, His guiding, His instruction, His counsel, His Spirit's conviction, you become a scoffer when you reject it. And a scoffer is punished in order to correct them and to teach them. And that's when it says the simple becomes wise. But when a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. You see, I want you to hear this again. God doesn't go straight to punishment. He instructs, calls, teaches, guides. But if we scoff at those, the only way to get our attention is to bring punishment. Now, here's what we need to do, though. We need to respond quickly when God speaks. We need to keep a soft heart. The Bible talks a lot about a hard heart. Well, the heart becomes hard only through repeated rejection of the Spirit's leadership. And that's a dangerous place to be. But the Bible also says in verse 12, the righteous one, and in my Bible, and it probably is in yours, righteous is capitalized and one is capitalized. It's obvious. This is speaking of God. The righteous one, observe the house of the wicked. He throws the wicked down to ruin. See, there's a big difference, too, between those who scoff and are severely disciplined, if you will. God has to use more intense methods to get their attention, but they become wise. And the wise who actually are instructed, and then they gain knowledge and they learn more. And then there's a difference between that and the wicked who are going to be just destroyed. He throws the house, the wicked, down to ruin. So today's challenge is very simple. How are you doing with responding appropriately to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God? Folks, if you don't know the Lord, if you haven't been born again through faith in Jesus Christ, if he's not given you righteousness yet, if you're not in Christ, but you're trying to get to God on your own strength, you need to be saved first and foremost. Because if you stay in the condition you're in, if you're not given righteousness through faith alone in Jesus Christ, that Bible calls you the wicked, and one day you will be destroyed in hell in it for eternity. Yet, for those of us who have been born again through faith in Christ, who have received this, He's in the process of conforming us into the image of His Son. He predestined to conform us into His image. And that is a process of leading, teaching, guiding, counseling, everything we've looked at here in our passages today. If you scoff at it, He has to increase the discipline to get your attention. Put a bit in your mouth or do something with your health or take a job away. Whatever He needs to do that you are paying attention to instead of Him, He may have to remove it to get your attention. But if you're wise, you'll listen when you're instructed and you'll gain more knowledge. So it's up to you today. God loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to reward you. He wants to lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. He knows what's best. Let Him, obey Him, trust Him. Don't mock when He calls, either as a lost person or as a child of God. Don't scoff when He calls. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.